Your payroll deadline is rapidly approaching, but you're not waking up in a cold sweat, afraid you've forgotten to pay your staff, because with QuickBooks Payroll, it's all under control. So while QuickBooks is speeding through your pay runs, calculating pension contributions, and managing your taxes all in one place, you can chill like a koala in a hammock.
Search for QuickBooks Payroll. Intro offer for advanced payroll until 15th of November 2019. Visit quickbooks.co.uk for details. QuickBooks. Backing you.
Yeah. With bars and hoops, Lamar and Swoops, back alley cats, the backdoor cuts with alley oops, posting up. You on block or Mike and Booth and kick it out to one who likes to shoot. Oh yeah, said we merging them. Got 50 with a surge and then some throwbacks like Snoop Dogg with Magic Irvin's and some more in like Master P and Dr. Irvin Blender. How about maybe a little Wayne speaking on Bird back then? Bars and hoops, y'all, we hitting up all courts. For now with the sports talk, next we talk all sports, back to it. Got Jada and Jamal Croft, haters get crossed out, crossed up across all actual facts. Points of view that you never seen from your favorite artists, like talking about Devil Green or Gerald Wallace. Whoever's on your favorite team, El Amin on the verse is still great on the name for B&H. Drake's opinion on Spates, one synopsis of Blake, tip on Horford's fate. The facts we giving them straight, the truth they shitting on tape. Who sports snakes for a take, so true or you can debate on who you really done rate. Come through it, really be great, the truth, the fact like a state. AAM or Prime 8, please remember, bars and hoops, the center of the hood, make it part of your agenda.
What up, what up, what up, y'all? Bars and Hoops, Stills the Great, Zy Flair.
Yo, yo.
Episode 58. You know, today's episode, man, is going to be, you know, focused on, you know, a little bit of the NBA, you know, a little bit of boxing, and we definitely going to get into the hip-hop, man, because it's been an interesting week in the hip-hop world with, you know, Cardi B dropping her debut album and, you know, a lot of things that's coming with it, you know what I mean? A lot of artists, a little salty. You've seen a lot of things brewing right now, man. So it's going to be a pretty interesting, you know, rest of the week in the hip-hop world. But, you know, sure, to set everything off, man, we're going to start with the NBA, man. And, you know, the season is coming to an end. You know, got like one, maybe two more games left in the season. And, you know, the topic has been the MVP race, man. NBA MVP race, man. Who you got, man? You know, I know who I like, but who you got?
I got Harden. His numbers are crazy. They're in the better conference, tougher conference. Other than the way they call a whistle on him, I can't, you know, he's doing his thing, you know.
Yeah.
He's doing his thing. I can't deny that, you know. But, you know, I think they're going to make it pretty close between him and Braun. I heard Anthony Davis' name mentioned a few times.
Yeah.
Of course, I heard Russ, so I don't know how this will play if, you know, Russ gets his mark tonight. I mean, tomorrow night. I don't know how that'll play out.
Oh, yeah. What you said his mark was again?
He got to get 16 more rebounds to average a triple-double this season.
16 more rebounds to average a triple-double this season. That's crazy. To do it back-to-back seasons, that's tough.
Nobody did that since the Big O. Nobody ever did
it. Word. What, Oscar Robertson did it twice?
Yeah.
Wow. You know, that's crazy. You know what I mean? But I kind of feel you on that one, man. But, yeah, I like Harden too, man. I think hands down it should go to him. It shouldn't even be a close race at all. You know what I mean?
I think he should have got it the other year, though. Yeah, he did kind of get snubbed, you know? So,
yeah.
You know, if he get it, hey, more power to him. Just perform in the playoffs. That's
all. You know? Yo, you keep saying that, man. I think that, yo, he took a turn for the better, man. I think last year he just ran out of gas, man, in the playoffs. He couldn't do it all his own. He was killing the whole regular season. And, you know, the game changes in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It slows down. It's more physical. And after a while, your body has to, you know, be able to take that abuse. But after looking at his workout regimen, yo, Harden is a beast.
Him and Chris Paul. To mention him.
Yeah.
You got another marquee point guard. So they can't double you all the time now. Because you got, look at your backcourt. So now, you know, he's here to take the weight off of you.
That's a fact.
You know?
That's a fact. And it's going to be very interesting.
Both of y'all can eat now. Nah. If one is on or both of y'all on, that's even better. Capella's playing.
Yeah.
So, I think he should get the nod, though.
Yeah. The good thing is that Chris Paul is going to definitely advance in the playoffs, something that he's rarely done in his career.
He only got to the conference finals
one time. Yeah, it's been rare. I think it was like one time. You know what I'm saying?
They
yeah,
ran
it's
into
been
the
rare.
Shaq and Kobe.
Yeah, and then, you know, he's been getting bumped like, you know, first round, second round, you know, previous years. You know what I mean? So this is a chance for him to kind of step up and, you know, do what he has to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
And I don't even think it's going to be close. I think everybody's mentioning Bron because of, the fact that he's 15 years.
Yeah, and that's the narrative now. Yeah. They're pushing that, and plus he's the face of the league. So if anything is going to be, he's going to be close second, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't even think he should be considered second. You know what I mean? Like, you got to look at what Anthony Davis is doing. Like, leading the Pelicans. That Pelicans team, once Boogie Cousins went down, everybody thought they were doomed.
And he went bananas. He had a couple of 40-20s games in there. So
a couple. Boy, he went bananas. Like, I use him in fantasy league, man. And he goes bananas all the time. But his only problem is his durability, man.
That's the thing.
He's always getting hurt.
If he's on the court, you're gonna see numbers, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, and he's been pretty much solid this season. So.
Yeah, he definitely has been. Know. He's been solid. I can't even lie. Like that, he has been. And the Pelicans have made it to the playoffs, you know, this year. For the first time since, what you said, 2014? Yeah, and,
what?
You know, nobody expected him to make it once Boogie Cousins went down, but he just went in full beast mode in the West at that.
It's because he got that floor general point.
Rachel.
My God.
Rachel.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My God. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my man Rondo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rajon Rondo definitely made a difference for that Pelicans team. He got them running. But you can't forget Drew Holiday is also there.
Yeah.
You know, Etuan Moore stepped his game up. You know, as far as that goes, their bench is a little suspect. But, you know.
They playing great for the Western Conference.
Yeah, they definitely playing great in the Western Conference. And it's going to be very interesting, you know what I mean, moving forward. But as far as MVPs are concerned, man, you know, it's funny. Because we mentioned Harden, we mentioned Braun, we mentioned Anthony Davis. We didn't mention Westbrook, and it seems like your man, like you said, Westbrook, he came out, he didn't endorse Harden for Rookie of the Year. I mean, for MVP.
No.
What's that about?
He feels he should be it. and if he get that mark, I don't even think, even if he grabs 16 boards, he still won't be considered MVP.
Nah.
They already got their mindset on Harden. Harden already killed it.
Yeah, man. And you can't. The thing is, like, all these personal accolades is cool, man. But you can't take away the fact that this man is killing. He's also putting up career numbers.
Yeah.
Playing a point guard in a tougher conference. They got the best record in the NBA.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You can't take MVP honors away from him. The MVP should be going to the best player in the league that's on the best team. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Hands down. It's not like they just trying to give it to him because of his name. He actually earned it, man. And the team is playing well around him. So
definitely.
Yeah, I'm surprised Russ was hating on him and thinking that it's him. Because, you know, everybody's been knocking Russ lately.
Even Braun said, you know, now Braun made the narrative where you have to define MVP. Is that between, that's an individual stat. Who's the most important player to a team?
Yeah.
So, you know, when he started saying that, I think I'm the most important player to my team. And, you know, and it was between him and Steph. Now it's like, you know, the 15-year thing is going on.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on.
Yeah. He played 15 years. Speaking of 15 years, shit. Dirk Nowitzki just announced that he's going to come back for his 21st year. So, what are we saying? You know what I mean? But the difference is that LeBron is more productive. Yeah, productive. You know what I mean? Dirk is definitely there, but Bron is much more productive. He's still playing at an elite level, so, you know, it's a difference between the two records, but
playing in the weak East.
Yeah, in the East.
Shout out to Dirk is in the Wild Wild West. You know what I'm saying? Let me say, I'm tough on Bron.
Yeah, Bron. Sometimes Bron deserves that tough love, man, because, you know, he does whine a lot. He does complain a lot about a lot of things, man. But At the end of the day, he does play the game the right way, and he's a winner. Yeah. You can't take that away from him. But you know, we'll get to that. But you know, moving along, man, we moved on from the MVP race to the Rookie of the Year race, man. You know, this is between two players, man, Ben Simmons and Donovan Mitchell, man.
Not even close.
It's not close.
Not even close.
Yo, you know what I don't like, though, man? And I agree with you. It's not close if we going on, okay, this is the first official year that Ben Simmons is playing in the NBA.
I know where you're going.
But he got to travel with the team. He practiced every day with the teams. You know what I'm saying? He got to learn the ins and outs of the game. Already,
that's what they did. They said with Blake, when Blake was out his rookie year, he got to do, he got to play this and that and work out and see. I mean, if you haven't played one game, I can't call it.
You still playing against NBA talent every day in practice. And granted, it's a different ball game because you're only playing against your team.
Yeah, exactly.
You're only playing against your team. But I can't take nothing away from Ben Simmons. I'm just giving a devil's advocate argument, man, because at the end of the day, he's a walking triple double. He's the Bron killer. My man, shout out to my homie Speakeasy. He been calling Ben Simmons the LeBron killer for many years, man, because he's coming in and he's doing basically what LeBron did.
He got 12 triple doubles.
Facts.
Right behind Bron. Bron at 15, he got 12.
You know what I mean? And he's taller than Bron.
Russ got 25.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, Russ got 25.
He's taller. Oh, yeah. He's like 6'10. 6'10 or 6'11?
Yeah, he's 6'10. Yeah, Ben Simmons is a legit 6'10, kid.
Man, if he get that jump shot.
And that's what's
down
missing.
Pack,
that's what's missing.
He's
from his
killing
game.
Now. He get that jump shot down pack. You might see these boys. Healthy.
Yeah, that's what's missing from his game. Once he get a jump, it's over, man. Curtains. And the sad part is he's in the East and he's in our division, man. And the Knicks, man. Oh, God, man. We just can't get it right, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know what to do, man. I was listening to the commentators yesterday, not to jump off subject, but I was listening to some of the Knicks commentators yesterday, man. And they sounded real down, like, man, New York needs... And they deserve to have a winner. We don't know what's going to happen. Like, yeah, the Knicks are doomed for the next 5-10 years.
The glory years of the 90s.
Over.
Yeah.
Over.
So, even going into the 2000s, y'all made the, when y'all made the, when y'all last trip to the finals? Oh, 99.
1999 was the last trip to the finals. The last trip to the playoffs was probably like 2004 when we had Marbury.
Yeah.
But, man, it's like the Knicks are in a terrible position, man. It's like Porzingis is hurt. He's coming back next year. He's probably not going to be back until All-Star break next year. He's not going to be himself probably
All-Star
until the year after.
Year?
Yeah. He's not coming back for the beginning of the season.
Damn.
Knicks so are doomed,
looking
man.
Looking like another mediocre.
Yeah, it's going to be another mediocre year. They depending on Frank Ntilikina to improve. I mean, Trey Burke is showing some promise, but... Realistically, man, the league is these small point guards, man.
Let's see where the offseason moves, you know what I'm saying, what happens with that. Because you never know.
Yeah, you never know. And Kawhi's still out there, you know. It all depends on what they do with Kawhi.
I want him, but I don't want him. I don't want to give up. I like Jason Tatum. You know what? I would on record now, I'd give you a Gordon Hayward for him.
They not doing that.
I'd do that.
San Antonio's not taking back a hurt player in exchange for Kawhi Leonard. They're gonna want some young talent. They're gonna want draft picks. That's for sure. Either Jalen Brown or Jason Tatum is out of here.
One and two. We gave up one to Cleveland. I think we got one left or two. I'm not sure.
Yeah. But they going hands down want some draft picks and some young talent.
I don't want to give up Jalen Brown. Yeah, I don't want to give up Jason Tatum.
One of them is out of here. Jalen Brown or Jason Tatum is out. Marcus Smart might be
a good one. Marcus Smart. And I'm the biggest Marcus Smart critic.
Yeah, you want to keep Marcus Smart if you get a chance to get Kawhi Leonard.
Because I like him more. I like him on those defense. Points. He's tough.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
The shots that this dude put up, he having me pull out what little hair I got left, man. I'm like, what's wrong with you, man? Yeah. Like, come on.
You know what I mean? You definitely want to keep a Marcus Smart around if you're gonna bring in Kawhi Leonard. You know
just
what I mean?
Don't shoot, Marcus.
Terry Rozier might be expendable. You know what I'm saying? Terry Rozier, a draft pick.
They all play
Tatum
good.
Or one of those guys got to go, huh?
Rozier had a couple of triple doubles while Kyrie was out, man. So
yeah.
You know, it
San
works.
San Antonio need a point guard.
It works, man. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe you might have to just go with what we got. And I would say, you know, Kawhi, maybe it's your time. You know?
And Brad Stevens is another type of Popovich anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's an X's and O's guy. Like, you know, it remains to be seen what they do. Well, we'll get to that further down the line. But, you know, back to the subject, man. Rookie of the Year. I like Donovan Mitchell, man. I like what he's doing. He kind of reminds me, not like playing style, but he reminds me of Melo, like how he's flying under the radar and they talk about everybody else except for him. But he comes in his rookie season to a lottery team and leads them to the playoffs in a tough conference in the West.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not an easy thing to do. And he doesn't get his respect and his props, man. And I hope that, you know, they acknowledge him a little bit more. I mean, hands down, it's going to go to Ben Simmons because of Ben Simmons, who he is, and he's a freak of nature. He's a 6'10 point guard.
He can, you know, he's young.
But
he's got
Simmons
a lot more
good
seasons ahead of him.
Yeah.
He don't win Rookie of the Year. He could possibly win,
Nah, there's nothing else for him to win. It's like
I'm talking about going forward.
Oh, moving forward, yeah, he's gonna be he's an all star.
Definitely,
potential all star that we passed up. That's something that the Knicks would do.
Oh man,
yeah, you know I mean Frank Ntilikina, boy, that's gonna haunt this organization forever, man. Mm-hmm. But moving along, man, you know, after talking about Rookie of the Year and MVP, you know, it's playoff time, and you know, everything is coming down to the wire. A lot of good games going into the weekend because the playoffs do start this weekend. And, you know, one of the interesting matchups is, like you mentioned, Denver versus the Timberwolves. And whoever wins that game gets a shot at
winners in
Houston. The winner's in to face Houston.
Yeah.
Either way you put it, it'll be a good matchup. You know what I mean?
I kind of want Minnesota to go. I think Minnesota will be better. I'm a huge Jimmy Butler fan. Still mad to this day that Danny chose Gordon Hayward over him. But, you know, I get over it. But I feel that they will give Houston more problems than Denver. Maybe not. That's just my feeling. So.
Nah, they would. Like, the only matchup problem Denver can pose to Houston
at the five
is
spot.
Jokic.
That would be very interesting.
Yeah,
to be him
and
Capella.
Yeah, but and you know Houston is not known for their defense, so Jokic is definitely going to get his off. But like you said, the interesting matchup would definitely be Minnesota. That'd be an interesting matchup. Like you said, though, Jimmy Butler on James Harden.
Because they'll have a field day with Jeff Teague.
Yeah, Jeff Teague against Chris Paul. Don't sleep on Jeff Teague now.
Yeah, but
he ain't no slouch.
Yeah, well, you got to play D.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure, but and he'll
be
guarding.
Him and Chris Paul.
Yeah, he'll be
James,
guarding
James
Paul.
James Harden and Chris Paul. Yeah. They'll take turns, man.
Nah, he's going to definitely go on Jimmy. They're going to put Jimmy Butler on James.
Yeah.
And Jeff Teague going to have to hold his own. He's going to have to make Chris Paul work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And if he have a bad couple of games,
mm-hmm.
that could be a playoff series right there.
Yeah. It honestly, when I look at it on paper, it's an evenly matched matchup because you're going to have Towns against Capella. That's going to be a good matchup. Carl Anthony Towns will eat his food.
Two young horses.
You know what I'm saying? The X factor now is Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah.
But he isn't happy being the third option on the Timberwolves.
He want to be the man.
Yeah, and I always said that. But before Jimmy Butler went there, Wiggins had to be the number one option before Towns. And now Jimmy Butler came right in. He became the number one option. And also now they got Derrick Rose. Now he's back. You know, potentially they might make the playoffs. And you know, these guys got a lot to prove, man.
I think Wiggins got to assert himself. You got to play better. Like, you're not playing like garbage, but don't defer. If you want the spot, But the
offense scores for that.
Be assertive. I mean, it may not. Jimmy Butler's not a shoot first type of dude, and I've seen him plenty of times where they iso Wiggins and Wiggins and come up short. So I'm like, well, you know, let's make it happen. Do something. Dude, you got to do better, man.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be.
You got the talent. You put up numbers on marquee players.
Fact.
I seen that. He gave Braun a couple of fits. He gave a couple of people fits.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? So it's there. Now let's do it. You got the money.
Yeah, he got the money. Let's do it. Now you got to perform. Yeah. You know what I mean? And, you know, but they do have a little bit too much firepower. I think he got his bread. So I think what's going to end up possibly happening is that they're going to end up probably moving one of those guys, man. And it ain't going to be Butler or Towns. It's going to be Wiggins. The NBA got to do another a balance shakeup. Even though the East is holding it down, quiet is kept. You know, the East is holding it down, but they're gonna have to do another.
I don't know if they move Wiggins after just giving him that money. Who wanna pick up that contract?
Took up 2 years of his contract. It's just 2 years left on his deal.
It was four. You only signed four.
Yeah, four. Yeah, it was a 4 year extension.
Oh, okay,
if I'm not mistaken, 4 year extension. Yeah. Dudes don't really be signing 5 year extensions. It'd be 4 year, fifth year player option type of thing.
They doing the,
you know what I mean?
Wrong. Keep it short.
Well, 4 years ain't short. Well, that's a big.
The max contract's now five. So, as to where before you can get up to 8 years, you know, shit like that. But, you know, 4 years. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we definitely gonna see what happens.
I say all y'all work it out. Y'all need to keep it together because y'all definitely got talent. Y'all get on the same page, and y'all young. Y'all can give people a lot of problems in the Western Conference.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Definitely got a. I had them going far last year, man. They underachieved last year, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Tibbs came in, tried to implement his style, but it took a little while for them to get it. He brought in Jimmy Butler. You know what I mean?
Just don't run your play into the ground did in Chicago.
That's what he do, kid. He coach hard. You know what I'm saying? And that's what a lot of these young players need, man. You know, they come into the league thinking everything is easy and sweet and they ain't working hard. That's why the Knicks are idiots, man. He wanted to come here. Phil Jackson just didn't want to bring him here because he wanted to control everything. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to run the narrative of everything.
Crazy.
And he put the organization second to his ego, man. And that's why the Knicks are in the predicament that they're in today. You know what I mean? All because of Phil Jackson's ego. But we ain't talking about the Knicks. You know, we talking about the Wolves and the potential first round matchup with the Rockets. I think it's going to be good. Now, another potential first round matchup that we discussed a little bit earlier was OKC and Golden State. This is what makes me and the conspiracy theorist side of me come out. Because it's like, come on, man. That's a great one for ratings, kid.
That's a Western Conference Finals matchup.
In the first round. Boy.
With Russ ready to eat their food, yo. It ain't no more. It's four against one now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's where he can go wrong. Because Russ loses his composure and gets caught up in the one-on-one things too much, man. But
he wears hard on the sleeve.
And
against KD, you know, he's going to play that much more harder. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Just because KD is on the other side, but it's vice versa.
Yeah.
You know, KD going to go there, and he going to go with that mentality of, all right, this is what you wanted? You want this smoke? I got you,
the media,
baby boy.
The media going to hype that up so bad, yo.
Yeah, they going to bring up all the cupcake comments and how KD left. It's a great storyline. It's a great storyline for what to look forward to. You know what I mean? And I just hope that it's a good series. I hope that Melo, my whole thing is I want Melo to really shine. You know what I mean? Like, I want him to snap out of it because it doesn't look like he fits there as a third option. And he settles so much for jumpers and threes that his game looks suspect now.
Well, you know, it's like I told you before with the jumpers coming part of him all them years going down low and banging down low and not getting no calls. So I figure he...
physically his body had
it? Yeah, so I figure if he figures I might as well step out here rather than go down there and keep banging and I end up getting hurt. And I ain't going to get the calls. You know what I'm saying? Because I've seen him fighting plenty of times down there. The ref don't call nothing. Just mix it up a little bit. Just don't just keep shooting, because now it's to the point where they run him off the three-point line and he's like, that's it. I passed the ball. Yeah. So that's all you delegated to now, shooting threes?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of rumors, man. Like, you know, guys like Stephen A. and all of these guys have been pointing out the fact that, you know, KD kind of left because of Russell Westbrook's leadership in the last 2 minutes of the game. They kind of was like questioning his basketball IQ.
That and his shot that. Selection.
Yeah, his shot selection. That's what I mean. Basketball IQ.
Hero ball. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, if you score, it's like I give you the ball, you scored already. Okay, now my turn. And, yeah. And that's where they mess up at.
Yeah. And they said that was like one of KD's problems and the reason why he left. They were saying that he was going to ownership. Like, yo, y'all see it. Like, what are y'all going to do? You know what I mean?
Well, sit him down.
And you know,
I think they never even had that conversation. I mean,
cause they scared to have it with him, and that's crazy.
They don't have it with him. If me and you on the court,
yeah,
then I come to you.
Yeah,
we don't even need them to get in there and then shit get out to the media.
Yeah,
I can on the off day, let's talk. All right, well, this is what you can do, but Russ has to be able to accept that criticism without being offended.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm not saying. Don't shoot the ball. It's just think about your shots. You know?
Yeah, his shot selection is questionable. You know what I mean? And it's crazy because, you know, with their first round opponent, potentially, you know, the Warriors, you look at Steph Curry, like, you don't hear that type of stuff about Steph. You hear about sometimes the careless passes and
that's
stuff
it.
Like that, but that's it.
The system moves itself.
Yeah.
The ball is always on the move.
Yeah.
And the deadliest part is all of them can shoot.
Yeah, they got a cheating squad.
So they'll pass, and then by the time I go through chasing that ball around the court, somebody's wide open in the corner with nobody near, and there's water. And you got to deal with that for 48 minutes.
That's a fact. That's a fact. You know, it's going to be pretty interesting, man, because I think they're vulnerable this year, man. I won't be surprised if OKC pushes them. You know what I mean?
Oh, they will.
I definitely won't be surprised if they push them to the limit. And, you know, Steph is projected to be out, right, for a little bit,
yeah,
right?
He's going to be out the first round.
Yeah, he's going to be out for the first round. And that's not good. Because, all right, the kid Cook, they gave him a contract because he stepped up and played very well in Curry's absence. But
he's out, too.
Who?
Cook? Didn't he fall on the one that fell
on his wrist? Yeah. No. That's Patrick McCaw.
Oh, okay, you're right.
That was McCaw. Cook is the point guard that stepped in, and they just rewarded him with a new contract. You know what I mean?
Well, I think you still got three other All-Stars there. The only difference
Draymond?
Is
you know
defensive
Draymond
player in the year. But yeah. the only defense is the ball don't move. If KD's getting 30 points a game, the ball's not moving like how it used to be.
Yeah.
Because he's doing it one-on-one. As to where it's boom, 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 four or five passes.
Yeah.
To the wide open, to the man is wide open while everybody's running around chasing.
Yeah.
And Kevin Durant is getting the ball and taking you off the dribble, or he's pulling in your face.
Yeah.
The ball stops. So Klay not eating. And they lost like 9 of their last, 16, something like that? So
yeah, they vulnerable, man. They very vulnerable. They could mess around and lose this series.
Yeah.
Dude.
Draymond pulled Kevin to the side a couple of times, give him that bad mouth. So, you know, you got to keep the ball moving. But that's on the coach.
Yeah.
Keep moving that ball.
Yeah, definitely.
Just because one play is down, the system shouldn't change.
Yeah. And you pose this question too, man. Like, yo, is Steph Curry more important to Golden State than people think?
And you see?
Yeah, that's a very good question because, you know, a lot of people's fronting on him like he ain't that dude.
Exactly. From Braun to everybody else. I don't think, you know, he's that important to the team as I am to my team, you know, when he was talking about the MVP race. But, dude. you come up and set the screen and Steph got the ball. And if I'm Klay Thompson, I set the screen, Steph rolls, and then I roll. So if he don't end up getting an open shot, I'm wide open because you can't chase two people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, they got a good system, man. They definitely got a good system, and you know, Kerr implemented what he learned in San Antonio and
Kerr
in Chicago.
Kerr came into a good role, man.
He came into a good role because at the end of the day, Mike Brown almost went perfect last year in the playoffs until Kerr came back.
Yeah.
And fucked everything up. And I didn't like that. But
that was whack.
Yeah, that was real whack. You should have just stayed out and dealt with your spinal contusion, whatever it is you was dealing with, and let Mike Brown finish out the job. You know what I mean? But that's neither here nor there. But when you talk about coaching styles, you see how fluent the Warriors are with whoever they put in the lineup. But I can't lie, when they played without their key players, boy, they look like the Bad News Bears. They look real bad, son. Like, yo, they look New York Knicks bad. Like, come on, man.
I ain't gonna go down.
Nah, they look real bad. Yo, the Clippers
bad,
spanked
them.
But not. The Clippers, oh, don't play my Knicks, kid. Come on.
You
the
said
Clippers. Yo, the Clippers spanked them, son. Like, the Clippers put the shellacking on them.
Yeah, OKC
without
beat
those
them.
Guys.
OKC ran them too. But.
Yeah, but you know, OKC is different. You know, you got Paul George, Melo, and Russ. You know what I mean? So, and those guys, they kind of beefed their lineup up with guys like Corey Brewer and other players like
good,
Jeremy Grant. You know,
a good pickup.
Yeah, Corey
and Jeremy Grant too.
Yeah, Corey Brewer used to play for Billy Donovan in Florida.
Yeah, he got two chips.
Yeah, he's familiar with them. You know what I mean? So, you know, they OKC kind of stacked up on a low for this moment, man. So I won't be surprised if they beat the Warriors. And you heard KD come out the other day and say, well, you know, we're not invincible or nothing like that. You know what I mean?
That's when you start. That's
we
when
play
the
good.
Doubt,
yeah,
that's when
that's
the
doubt
starts kicking in.
Yeah.
You start talking like that. You know.
Yeah, facts. You shook.
We might be in trouble. Plus, this dude got a chip on his shoulder. That's going to be. I'm not watching no other. I watch a little bit here and there, but if they get that first round matchup, every game I'm watching.
Yeah,
I don't give a shit if it's the 10, 11 o'clock game.
That's going to be a great series.
I'm staying up for that one.
Yeah,
10 o'clock games be killing me, but I'm staying up for that
one. Great series. That's going to be a very good series, man. And, you know, that's definitely must-watch TV. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like I said, the NBA do a great job of marketing. And, you know, some people look at it as maybe fixed, but that's the way the ball bounces. You know what I mean?
We can say that.
Yeah.
Through the sport.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. Word. You know, but moving along, you know, I see you brought up the 76ers, man, and you asked the question, can they come out of the East?
They play Cleveland. Look at the matchup.
But you also got to keep into consideration that Joel Embiid is going to miss the first round of the playoffs.
No, I think they said two games.
Only two games?
Yeah, only two games. So if they can, depending on who they get, they can even if they can steal one, and he comes back by three, it's not a leg injury, it's not an arm injury.
Orbital bone in his face.
Yeah. So odds are he'll have on a mask, you know what I'm saying? And you see how they run from there. So the great part is, you know, I don't want nobody to be hurt, but it's not a leg injury. And that's the great part. So he can still come and get his 20 and 10. You know what I'm saying? Him down low. Ain't nobody in the East stopping that dude. So.
Yeah, nobody in the NBA can really deal with that man with his skill set. You know what I mean?
The only problem, naturally, would be if they go against Cleveland, be Braun. Who's going to guard Braun? They're going to have Ben Simmons guard him. I think at this point, the few times I've seen him play, Ben Simmons...
He got busy that last game.
Except the last game
looked
a little starstruck. Like, you know, damn, like that's LeBron James. You know what I'm saying?
I think he got
the last game, he's like, okay, the butterflies ain't there no more. Yeah. He played. They both had triples.
Yeah.
You
facts.
Know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Yeah.
He ain't back down.
Yeah.
Most people will be so starstruck and ain't back down. But you know, I like them. If they keep them young boys together, they're gonna be all right, man.
Yeah, I think what's holding them back is that their bench isn't that deep, and they're still fairly young. Which brings me to the next point: is the Toronto Raptors. You know, are they for real? You see, they handled Cleveland a couple of times this season.
I'm going to treat them like I treat Houston. Mm-hmm. Playoff time come. Mm-hmm. That backcourt is score crazy during the season. Playoff time come, both of them will go 6 for 40, 6 for 50. Both of them. Kyle Lowry will have one good game. DeMar DeRozan will have probably two. And they're losing six. You know what I'm saying? They played this year, and they came out of nowhere because I sure slept. And I was like, you know, the first thing I see Toronto, I'll be like, all right, you know.
You know what they have going for them, though?
They got a nice bench.
And they have a chemistry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Their lineup has been together for quite some time. That's just like in any type of tournament or any league. If you got a team that's been together for a long time, those teams probably will come together eventually and play a lot better than people expect them to play because they're comfortable with each other.
They've been together a while, and you know, I know where you like your shots at.
Exactly.
I know, you know, vice versa. You know what I'm saying? But
their role players know their role.
Yeah.
The bench knows their role. They got a tough bench. You know, Van Velt, the point guard, is tough. You know, Ibaka is there. You know, they got a nice little team.
Could you imagine them in the finals?
That, I don't know.
Won't draw no ratings,
man. That's the only thing.
It'll be like the year the Pacers went to the finals, and like small markets don't draw the money, man.
I know when that hotline blinked. They gonna have Drake and all types of commercials trying to amp that up. You know what I mean?
He gonna be talking his little shit in the front row, you know, doing that little bullshit, and he fuck around and might make somebody mad, but you know.
See, speaking
look
of
the line, look at the line, look at the line. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, man.
Get your ass down.
Aubrey, this nigga out here slaughtering all these bros, man. For real, light skin ass, you know what I'm saying?
Word,
he got a new single out too, man. I heard about it, but I ain't hear it. But, you know, shout out to Drake, you know, keeping Canada relevant, still holding it down, you know. But, man, if the Raptors make it, you know he's going to be front and center for everything, promotion-wise, every show he do. And the NBA love him. You see how they treated him during All-Star Weekend?
Yeah.
He was like new Kevin Hart. You know what I mean?
What they say? He's the ambassador.
Yeah, he's the ambassador of Canada basketball. He never even shot a jump shot a day in his life. You know what I mean? Nah, let me stop.
Yeah, he shot it. It was airborne.
Yeah, airborne. Oxygen ball. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, the Raptors, man, you can't front on them. I mean, what about the Wizards? You know, John Wall is finally back. Bradley Beal been holding them down.
First round knockout.
Yeah, you think so?
Yep.
Wow, that's a big statement.
From what I've seen, major underachieving.
Major? They played almost half the season without John Wall.
John Wall's been out, you know what I'm saying? But even in the playoffs, they should have been. I'm a Celtics fan. They should have beat Boston last year. Chicago was on track to beat Boston last year. They should have beat Boston last year.
But again, it goes to what I was saying. Chemistry. Knowing your personnel.
Yeah, but they had the better matchup. Yeah. Boston was small inside. Gortat. The backcourt.
Coaching. Remember, Scott Brooks wasn't there. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of that play. That's why Randy Brown got fired.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, we'll see. I can't make an assessment until I see how the season goes. So
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what's what until I want to say probably Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, facts.
Because I know the playoffs start Saturday.
Yeah, so. Playoffs definitely start Saturday. A lot of the matchups is already determined. But I think that they gonna make some noise. They not getting bumped first round based off of all the other teams that's coming in. Well, you got Indiana. They ain't no slouch either. Oladipo been out here killing.
Lance.
Lance will make you dance.
Brooklyn's
old. Lance will make you dance. You know what I mean?
They was killing Oladipo. They was like, where was all that in OKC?
Yeah.
You know. Orlando. You know, but you know, he flying. He's definitely a high flyer and more power to him. Yeah. You know, they'll do something. Maybe that'll be his home for a while rather than him moving around like that. But you know.
And who knows? Well, his career flourished when he got drafted by the Pacers. So it was only right for him to go back to Indiana. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we'll see. But Oladipo out there killing. You know what I'm saying? He's cooking out there.
That's what he was just talking about.
Yeah.
Maybe he,
You know, Russ was there.
Keep him around.
Yeah, Russ was there, man. Alpha male.
Yeah.
You know?
Could have ran him in. Well, true. If he got the ball. If he got the ball in his hand, it is what it is. So.
For sure. You know? But moving along, after all of those teams we spoke about, you know, the Raptors, 76ers, the Wizards, he ain't really mentioned too much about Cleveland, man. Like, the king is still there. And he basically came out and said, I don't care what our seed is. As long as I'm in the tournament, it's a problem.
Red R back. Tell you just get in. Word. Take care of the rest, so.
Facts.
He got the most experience out of everybody in the East. Yeah. So they should. So they usually have them going to the finals by based off of that.
Yeah.
So now let's see how the young boys he got around them that just came there play off of that. So.
Yeah.
Rodney Hood and company. So.
Rodney Hood. Shout out to Rodney Hood. Seeing you in Lust on Saturday.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was like a fish out of water though. You know. Shout out to those Duke kids. You know what I mean? He just was doing something because he was in New York getting ready for that Knick game. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, it was funny as hell in there. Not to jump off subject, but we in Lust. You know what I mean? Once they mentioned, yeah, we got Rodney Hood from the Cleveland Cavaliers in the building. Yo, the strippers just flocked over there, son.
Money.
It was like crazy. Yo,
money.
The bouncers even had to tell them, like, yo, man, chill.
Money.
You know, I'm over in the corner getting my dub on. I'm over there bagging, you know what I mean? Getting my dub on, putting a couple dollars in the drawers.
You
know what I mean? Once they announced them, like, Cuzzo was in the corner getting the lap dance.
Money.
Bitch heard that, she got up immediately. Like, yo, oh, where you at?
Money.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, Rodney Hood was up in the spot, man. I guess, you know, it wasn't like that in Utah. You know what I'm saying? So he come to New York, he's like, oh boy.
Bright lights, big
you know
city.
Man? Facts. Tekashi 6ix9ine was in the building too. Niggas is acting like groupies. Niggas is shooting money all around. You got niggas picking up dollars like bitches, like fucking meatheads. Yeah, it was crazy, man. But you know, back to the Cleveland Cavaliers. You know, I think that I'm gonna be honest. They could get bumped the first round.
Who depends who they play?
Depending on who they play, they could lose in the first round. They're not invincible.
Oh no, this is the most
vulnerable they've been.
The most vulnerable they've been since he first got drafted.
Facts
to the Cleveland Cavs. So, you know. They wouldn't have made it with the current roster they had as far as Wade and Isaiah and all of them. But these guys have no playoff experience. So even if you come out the first, you somehow win the second, dude, you're going to be burnt out by the time you get to the Eastern Conference Finals or the Finals, man.
Yeah.
If he was huffing and puffing against Golden State.
Boy, you got to go through the gauntlet in the East this year.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good teams out there, man. And, you know,
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
What shape you in? Have you chased after you? The way these people move that ball around and you running, trying to, and then just to look at that ball go in the air, you already know that shit is good.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And me, for one, you know what I mean? I respect LeBron. I respect his career, but I'm tired of seeing him in the finals. I want to see a different finals matchup. You know what I mean? I think it'd be good for the NBA if they could see another finals matchup. And a passing of the torch, man. It'll be cool if Philly can make it.
The league is sort of coming to a Lakers-Celtics type thing. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
3 straight years.
Yeah, come on.
You know?
Nobody wants to see that. You know what I mean? People want to see a competitive playoffs. They want to see some good matchups. Nobody wants to see LeBron in the finals again. You know? But it is what it is, man. You know? But, you know, speaking about, you know, LeBron and, you know, his woes, and everything changed after my man got, you know, demanded that trade to Boston. But now he ain't playing for Boston right now. You know what I mean? Kyrie.
And that sort of cleared the way a little bit for him to go straight now. Because don't get me wrong, Boston ain't going to lay down. But Boston, the firepower-wise, you know what I'm saying? Kyrie's just a different dude. Man.
That's my guy right there.
You know, spaghetti
Uncle
legs.
Drew!
Spaghetti legs. You know
Yo, that's on Cleveland for their doctors because this injury that he has was, this is basically a revisit from the surgery he had when he was with the Cavs with the screws in his knees.
What, getting infected.
Yeah, like, crazy. Come on, that's crazy. They had to take the wiring out, put the screws back in, so This wasn't like he broke down. It was just the surgery that he had came back to bite him. You know what I mean? So he's suffering. And I don't know how Boston is going to maintain in the playoffs. You know, I had high expectations for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I thought we would do something. You know what I'm saying? I still think we'll play hard. You know, one thing he does, Brad Stevens, is get them to play hard. And they're young and they play hard.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you go out there and you leave it on the floor and you play hard, you can't be upset by it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and if you ain't giving your full effort, then that's a whole nother story.
That's a fact. You know, that's a fact.
It happens. Somebody got to win and somebody got to lose.
That's a fact. You know what I mean? But you know, I'm not going to lie. I won't be surprised they make it out of the first round because y'all got a deep team. If you look at it, they got Greg Monroe, who starts sometimes, comes off the bench sometimes. He just got back into the rotation. Yeah, because now they need him more than anything.
I was wondering why he didn't just move
Al Horford to the four.
Like, that's his natural position, and start Greg Monroe, because we get killed in the middle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Al Horford has his moments playing the five, but we get killed in the middle.
Yeah, and he's not a five, and he's played that position pretty much his whole career.
Because it ain't no legitimate big in the East.
In Atlanta, he played that for many years, you know what I mean? And, you know, I mean, it remains to be seen. Maybe they may go big, but, you know, the way that the league is now, the league is a small league.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not really ground and pound. Type of thing. So the bigs will get ran off the court if the other team is small.
Yeah, that's why it's going to be interesting to see what DeAndre Ayton is going to do when he comes into the NBA, because he's a big man. He plays big, but he does have that outside game too.
Yeah.
So he reminds me of David Robinson, a right-handed David Robinson when I see him play. You know what I mean?
Definitely going to need that jump shot.
For real,
You can't shoot. You're a liability.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts. And speaking of David Robinson, man, as we move forward, you know, the Spurs, man, you know, 18 years of excellence, man, you know, 18 straight years, 51 seasons, man.
Wow.
Went down the drain. That streak got snapped this year, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, San Antonio's going to have a lot of problems. Like, you still got the Kawhi situation up in the air, you know, Popovich and LaMarcus Aldridge. You know, they just not as deep as they used to be. And the crazy thing is that they're not bad enough to get a great draft pick to kind of rebuild and retool.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like that Duncan scenario was a gift because they still had David Robinson when they got Duncan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then they got Kawhi. They did some great draft
picks. And he was there to sort of groom Duncan. You know what I'm saying? They did their Twin Tower thing, you know?
Facts.
The thing is, LaMarcus and them, I guess, kind of made their peace. Because they were beefing that one time, him, and he demanded a trade.
Facts.
But I don't know the whole. See, this is something that these people are hiding with the Kawhi situation, man. I don't know if it's the doctors. You know what I'm saying? Something is not right. For what I'm hearing, the doctors are saying he can. He's saying, I know my body, I can't, this and that. So he's not feeling what they saying.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I agree with him, because nobody know your body but better than you.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? If you know you're not 100%, they may be doing that to put you out on that floor to keep the money going.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And that's the thing.
And you get hurt and possibly that ends your career, there'd be another guy they pick up and you'll be forgotten about. You'll be a Brandon Roy all over again.
Facts. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Brandon Roy, too. You know what I mean? But you're right, man. But like I told you before, man, you know, I know a dude. Well, we had a podcast with him. My man Leonard Smalls. He was like, yo, the way that Kawhi tore his quadricep down the middle, that's a very hard injury to, like,
come back
from. You know, it's because it's muscle. It's tissue.
Yeah, he tried. He tried to come back. Mm-hmm. But,
and who knows how the pulling feeling is.
Uh-huh.
You feel that little pull, you're like, oh, whoa.
Yeah,
You know what I mean? I'm not going to tear my quadricep again because you want to come out and run me into the ground and have me guard the best player on this team, the best player on that team.
Yeah, so now, like, you're working hard on both sides of the floor.
Exactly, and then you want me to score. Like, So I don't blame them. And like I said, man, I think that a lot of their issues comes down to the whole LaMarcus Aldridge situation too. Because he was beefing and he wasn't happy at one point in time. He was ready to ask for a trade. Well, he did demand a trade.
Yeah, he did.
You know what I'm saying?
He did, because he's not used to that.
Yeah.
He's coming from a system where they dump the ball down to him and let him do his thing. Pop has a system. They have a coach over there that he wasn't used to. You know what I'm saying? It ain't about, I'm going to go get my 20-12. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If it happens, it happens. And he's definitely playing like a beast now. You know what I'm saying? But
I don't like his game, though, man. He played too far away from me. He remind me of Charles Smith, man. For real.
He's not that soft, man.
But he definitely
has a fadeaway. It's a fadeaways. He shoots a lot of fadeaways. He has his moments. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Him and Dame had a nice little...
Yeah, he played himself.
Battle the other night. So.
Oh, yeah. They beat the Spurs... Won that game, but he was better off staying in Portland, man.
Exactly. But I don't know why he left. But I guess he wanted the money.
Same thing. It wasn't the money. They was going to pay him. Oh. It was the whole he didn't like the Portland lifestyle. He was homesick. He was originally supposed to go back to Texas because he wanted to go back to Dallas. But, you know, he got the opportunity to play with the Spurs. Why not?
Yeah.
But it was more so the lifestyle. And you seen Damian Lillard, man, coming up.
Homesick. Yeah. Dude, you get millions of dollars. You can always go back home, man. Kill me with that. Man. I'm homesick.
That's what. Yeah.
You know what? You could keep a house where you from. Facts. Off season.
Facts.
You get a good 4 or 5 months. You can chill out. You know what I'm saying, dude? On the road during the season, you're not even on the road. You on the road too. Blah. You're on the road where you're not even home as much. So how are you gonna be homesick?
Yeah. You know? It's true. But that's like Steph, man. Steph,
same thing.
Same thing with Steph. He didn't want to stay in Minnesota. He had a great situation with KG.
Yeah, but you know what?
He wanted to come back home.
I think Steph's situation was KG got that 100, and he wanted it.
But he was
68.
But he was still in his rookie deal. He was still young when he was in Minnesota. That was his first go around. So,
but they offered him 68, 60 something million, and he thought that was an insult.
Yeah.
And then it became, I want to go home. Now you end up in Jersey.
Yeah, but think about it. That was the only place. It was other teams that wanted Marbury at the time. Why only trade him to Jersey? You know what I mean? The thing is this, and I always look at it like this. This is a kid that grew up in Brooklyn, New York. You in New York. You got the spotlight on you. You played in Lincoln. You was constantly in the garden playing basketball. You follow Kenny Anderson's footsteps. He went to Georgia Tech. Now, Atlanta's lit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's the lifestyle. It's different out there. You in college. You getting around these bitches. And you doing all this other shit.
How long was a college?
1 year. 1 year. He went away for 1 year.
Yeah.
But that 1 year can change a man's life. So you went from a city like New York to a city in Georgia, in Atlanta, where it's lit, to now you're playing in Minnesota. What's going on in Minnesota? Lake Minnetonka?
Well, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I don't know about him.
Mm-hmm.
But you put a couple of million in my hand and put me in Minnesota, whether the club's close at 1 o'clock or not.
Yeah.
I can find something to do back at my house.
Yeah, that's true too. But again, it's Minnesota. You're 19 years old. You know what I mean? You're away from your family or your friends.
That's where the vets come in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or somebody on your team you got down with you.
Yeah.
You know, somebody, your family, the circle, anybody, yo, chill. You could take your brother on the road. You know, whoever you close to, take them on the road with you and keep your mind at a pace where you're not feeling like you out there by yourself or you are just too much.
That's what KG did with his peoples. He brought all his peoples along with him.
Yeah.
That's what kept him grounded in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Steph couldn't do that.
I'm not feeling like I buy a big house and it's just me here. You know what I'm saying? So now it's like, hello, you hear the echo. You know what I'm saying? Get some people around.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to bring the whole crew. Bring one or two guys.
Facts.
A brother, somebody real close to you.
Facts. Yeah, but, it remains to be seen, man, how this whole playoff situation is going to pan out, man. But I think it's going to be a very interesting playoffs, interesting series. You know what I mean? And, I can't wait, man. The weekend is going to be exciting, man. I can't wait, man.
Yeah.
But, moving along, man. I see you also wanted to talk about this whole boxing situation, this whole Floyd Mayweather comment on Conor McGregor. Elaborate on that.
Yeah, they asked him about the whole situation with McGregor and Barclays. And he was like, he was totally condemned him for it,
Yeah.
Got to handle yourself better than that. You're a celebrity now. You are.
Yeah.
But, And I heard recently today that his bodyguard got shot or something like that.
Floyd bodyguard got shot last night or something at a club. Floyd was there too. You know what I mean? Wow. So, listen, man, when you start going to these different cities and you know to be walking around with all this money and jewelry, wolves going to come out, kid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Axe Safari.
Yeah, you need facts. And, the crazy part was his man.
Supposedly
his man. Somebody that he knew since he was 14. That's why I don't take nothing for granted, man. I know niggas, man, but, You can't take care of everybody.
You gotta love,
and know yourself.
Fortunately, when you get into that situation where your life elevates, your money elevates, some dudes you gotta love from afar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That you were cool with.
Yeah.
When y'all were both on the same level.
Yeah.
They're gonna suck you dry as far as Yo, could you?
Yeah.
You gotta love him from afar, man.
Yeah.
This is what it end up happening.
Yeah, and that's what Cardi B kinda said. She had to cut a lot of her people off that she grew up with. You know what I mean? Because once she got big, it's like they still wanna do the same shit, but you can't. You know what I mean? Now you're a brand, you're your brand, and somebody's investing money in your brand, and you can't ruin that. You know what I mean? But as far as Safari's situation, man, he was out here doing a little bit too much, man. This is not the first time people ran him out of the hood or made him feel away. Like, he came to Brooklyn trying to come out there with all the jewelry and furs and all that, and they walked him out of here like, yo, get out of here, man. Like, you ain't from here.
That dumb shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You're lucky they did that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Floyd, different kind of dude, man. You go online and you like, this is what I do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got this watch. It's $2 million. And he's pulling out plastic, unopened packs of bread.
Yeah.
You work hard.
You could do that. Should be able to do
it's
that.
It's your money. Do what you want. But people see that.
Yeah.
Like you said, the wolves come out. So when they see you around, they figure you got something on you. I don't know. Couple of rumors they said it might have been for him, but
I don't believe all that either. But that's what your bodyguards is there for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a risky business, and this is what you sign up for when you want to bodyguard somebody that's famous. You know what I mean? This is what comes with the territory.
The one thing I will say about him is by doing all that online, it prohibits you from really enjoying yourself, because then when you do gotta go out, you gotta have about 5 or 6 6'10", 300-pound dudes around you.
Shit.
Let
me tell you some real shit, man. And when I was 18, nigga, I seen what bodyguards really supposed to do. And not even bodyguards, just soldiers. You know what I'm saying? At 18, tournament in 155th. You know what I'm saying? Over in Baisley.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't hold you. I seen my son Rodney 3-peat. Shout out to my nigga 3-peat playing with Skip. Dude. You know what I mean? Skip versus the Headache. Back then, this was 1998, 99. Or probably 97. It was an unlimited game in the tournament. Shout out to the big homie, rest in peace, Black Just.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody was in the park. You know what I mean? Just had a bunch of goons around him, and the park got shot up.
Yeah.
Once the shots started letting off, dudes. All you seen was a bunch of dudes jump on top of Just. Boom. Covered him up while the shots is getting laid off so he don't get hit.
He don't get hit.
You know what I'm saying? That's they soldiers.
They was shielding him with their bodies.
With their bodies. You know, that's soldiers. This ain't no movie shit.
Yeah.
This is the type of shit that be going on. But on that level, as far as Floyd is on, you got trained professional guys that, you know, when shit go down, they got to hold you down no matter what. This is what they signed up for. Yeah. And it's sad that his bodyguard got shot because he has a family he has to go home to. Probably got kids or whatever. But, you know, hopefully he makes it through. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that comes with the business. But as far as the Conor McGregor situation, Stephen A. said it best, man. That whole situation seemed like it was rigged on some WWE. So he said the amount of security and the amount of shit you got to go through in the Barclays to get to that area where everything happened at is like, it's crazy for something like what happened happen. But people got cut.
He's
hurt.
Conor McGregor. So if it's a UFC event, right?
Yeah.
And he's not, whether he's scheduled to perform or not, and he comes in there, they figure it's okay. You're known. You know, it's not like he's an unknown.
Yeah.
He's known. He's one of the biggest of them. So yeah. He come in there, you know, once it get to the beefing part, you know what I'm saying? And I seen when he threw the hand truck through the glass and everything.
It's crazy.
And
somebody got hurt.
Yeah, a couple of people got cut up.
Yeah, he's an idiot though, but
this fool got on the plane from freaking Ireland.
Yeah.
Cause a bunch of other cats was messing with one of his friends. So
yeah.
He got the goons.
Yeah.
They got on the jet. Straight to the Barclays.
Yeah, that was stupid, man. That was dumb. They came all that way to get locked up, and now you got criminal charges pending now with some stupid shit. But that's the world of MMA and boxing and wrestling, you know what I'm saying? But let's move on, man. You know what I'm saying? The little hip-hop game, you know what I mean? It's been an interesting week, man, and I can't front, you know what I mean? I got to give credit and props where props is due. Shout out to Cardi B, you know what I mean, for coming up the way that she came up from a stripper to a reality TV icon as far as the love and hip-hop. And her personality is a bubbly personality. And to becoming an artist, a respectable artist right now. Like, I listen to part of her album and they play it on the radio all day, every day. So you really hear what she's doing. Man. You know what I'm saying? And you got to give credit where it's due. She went gold in a day. Certified, you know what I'm saying, and you can't take nothing away from that.
You want me to say something?
Can't take nothing away. Yeah, you can talk. Speak on it. Speak on it, y'all.
Vanilla Ice sold over 10 million records, man.
Yeah, but Vanilla Ice was a totally different animal.
There's been plenty of whack MCs that sold a lot of records, man. I'm just saying, there's been plenty of whack MCs. That sold a lot of records, man.
She gives you a lot of substance, man. I used to, I was a non-believer too, my brother. Trust me when I tell you this, man. I was a non-believer, man. I didn't believe in her. I didn't believe she had it in her. But when she released that Be Careful single, and then immediately they dropped the album after that, and listening to the substance and the concepts of everything that she's done, and then hearing her in interviews, I gotta respect her. I gotta respect what she did.
I don't knock it. I'm just saying. I'm used to a certain type of hip hop.
Me too.
I'm open to different types of hip hop.
Yeah.
I just never been sold on her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I guess that could be stemming from, you know, saying her character on the TV show,
how
she acted.
Yeah.
I know that's part of a script too, but
yeah.
Whatever. I listened to a few songs off of there, and you know what I'm saying? I couldn't do after six songs. It wasn't whack, but I'm a type where I can't
take her serious.
I can't hear a voice. Like, all right, better example. Guru.
Yeah.
Icon, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't listen to too much of him because his voice wore down on me.
Yeah, of course. Everybody.
Busta Rhymes when he first came out. couldn't listen too much of him because his voice with the yelling. Blah, 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 blah.
Rhymes galore.
Yeah, before he got it down to actually controlling his voice or mellowing his voice out.
Yeah.
So that's how it is. And so I couldn't, I got six songs in and I was just like, okay, that's
enough. And it happens that way. It's true. You can say the same for Nori too. A lot of people looked at Nori like that. Like, you know, the weekend. Like, you know, a lot of people looked at Nori that way. You know what I'm saying? But you got to give her credit because her album, like, listening to it, it was conceptual. It wasn't like she was just out there on some Bodak Yellow. She actually gave you concepts about
who is the producer?
Relationships. I mean, it was probably a bunch of, you know, up-and-coming people because, you know, she ain't want to munch her budget up. Yeah. She's smart. She's a stripper. And, you know, they ain't taking nothing away from strippers, but they very sharp and they understand money.
So strippers is winning.
You know what I'm saying?
The
they know how, yeah, winning they winning. They winning.
You got some of these strippers out here that make 20 grand in a weekend.
Shout out to the strippers. Shout out to China from Miami. You made my day in lust the other day.
Made me want to get out there and fucking put my thumb on and go strip, man. Yeah. Maybe I can give me 20 grand. Maybe I give me 20 grand in the weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
I'm going to Miami.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, you can't take that away from her. I can't take it. She actually showed me she has artist qualities, man. I can't front on her and I can't take that away from her. Now, is that my preference of music? Hell no. Moving on to the next subject. Kaya Baby is more so my flow of MC.
Southside in the house.
Southside, we outside. Shout out to Kaya Baby. She out here wrecking everything. After that flex reset. And she's been doing it for a while before that, by the way. A lot of people just got to know her because of that old flex situation. And then her music, she tells you, like, yo, I ain't out here showing ass and titties, so of course they going to keep me on the shelf and not give me the proper credit that's due.
Sex sells.
Word. But in that world, music and lyrics is what's respected, and she brings that to the table. You know, but right now, I can't front. Cardi B is the queen of New York. And she's the face of New York rap. Her and Tekashi 6ix9ine is the face of New York right now, whether we like it or we don't.
Over Remy?
Over Remy. Remy don't really care about the music. Remy came home. She got her little Love and Hip Hop fame. She got her ones up with the All the Way Up and the couple of singles that they did put out. And now she opened up a couple of stores. So she's on the business side of things right now. She understands striking the iron when it's hot. But as far as music is concerned, Cardi's winning, Tekashi 6ix9ine is winning. Whether we like them or not, this is just the climax that we're in in New York. You know what I'm saying? This is the climate. This is the climate of New York music. And they're the forefront. And, you know, one of my peoples, shout out to my man Easy Jackson in Baltimore. He pointed that shit out. Like, yo, how y'all upset New York? You know, Cardi B and Tekashi 6ix9ine holding y'all down. Record sale-wise and relevancy-wise. And it's crazy because we come from an era where they weren't the people that carried the game.
Far from it.
And I've learned to deal with that now. The game has changed. The sound has changed. The music has changed. When you look at their posts and shit that they put on social media, they getting 4 million views.
Yeah.
They got a bunch of people watching them.
It's just me stuck in my ways, man. It's like, like I told you before, our parents would be like, they thought their music was better than ours. I think my music is better than the music that my son listened to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's going to keep trickling down. And my son had his kid.
Yeah.
He going to think his music is better than the music that his kid is listening to.
So, if it can get any worse.
You know.
Like, can it get any worse? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Make it better. We may be, you know what I mean? We may be 60, 70 years old sitting around and when hip hop finally come back to where we like it.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
Nah.
Yeah, them days is over with. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, I don't know if that's gonna ever happen. Again.
That's the record companies. The record companies are controlling that because they control what gets put out.
Nah, but honestly, it's the kids. It's the kids that control what's being put out.
Yeah.
It's what's lit to them. It ain't what's lit to us no more. They ain't feeling what They're like, that's like Zay. Like,
yeah, they didn't come up the
my
way
dad. I'm not listening to everything my dad did. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Come on. You know what I'm saying?
They didn't come up the way we
came up. Yeah, they ain't come up the way we came up. So they living in their era, their now. So yeah. I kind of get it. I get it. You know, what's so crazy, you know, moving along, is the whole, you know, Nicki Minaj been quiet, but I know that it's been burning up inside to see how Cardi's winning right now. You know what I mean? Saturday Night Live and all this other shit.
I don't think so.
Yeah, no, I think so because look, it's no, and I don't want to be like the media because we're going to get to that, how the media is stirring up the whole Nicki Cardi B thing. But it's ironic that on the debut, on the week that that Cardi B album's released, they come out with now Nicki Minaj's China Doll. She and it's scheduled to drop on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll give it a little burn. And 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's Nicki Minaj's new single. The cover was with her on the cover, like how Lil' Kim was on the front of the hardcore cover. Same yeah. thing. And, you know,
I think if that's the case, and maybe it is, when she, by her hearing all of this, she said, I'm not going to say nothing. I'm going to just go in the studio and do what I do.
Yeah, and that's what she's doing. And then, you know, Charlamagne and them don't make it no better. You know, he was killing her after that Remy battle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, whatever her response was, wasn't what everybody wanted it to be.
Word. Even Roxanne yeah. Shanté was like, yo, she ain't want to hate on her. She was like, yo, I understand, you know, why she didn't respond, but you know, the battle rap fan in me wanted to hear a real response. So,
listen, man, yeah. Everybody's you can have good rappers, most are not battle rappers, some are great battle rappers and not good rappers.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That woman sold 5 million each record,
word,
and to yeah, that's a big accomplishment. The only female to do that, yeah. So. You shout know, as much as Cardi's eating, yeah. She got a long way to go.
Yeah, facts. Shout
you
out.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Nicki Minaj for that accomplishment, too, yeah. Man. That's a big accomplishment. You know what I mean? Every joint she put out, 5 million sold. You know what
and
I mean?
And more.
So. Worldwide. Word up. That doesn't happen too often. So with all of that said, I say that to say this. You know, is it safe to say that we're in an era where the female MC is dominant right now and running the game?
Where the fellas at?
Where are they? You know what I mean? Cardi selling, Nicki selling. You know what I mean? You got Young M.A. in the cut. Kaya Baby. You got Cayenne. You know what I mean? It's a lot of female MCs out here really wrecking shit. And they holding it down. Like, they not even slouches. Like, and you know, this is a tough topic for a lot of diehard hip hop fans to talk about, because as men, a lot of niggas don't want to bow down.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? But you gotta give respect where it's due. The ladies,
these ladies
is holding it down.
These ladies is kicking ass though.
They holding it down right now.
It ain't like they making kiss and hug rap.
Hell no. They spitting bars.
They
spitting bars. And again, shout out to Kaya Baby with that new single with Pete Rock and Jay Mills. You know what I mean? They killing everybody. You know what I mean? They killing everybody. She's killing everything in sight, man. Cause that new single is definitely tough, man. The new single is definitely moving right now. Pete Rock came out, put a nice little beat out. You know what I mean? Jay Mills killed it.
Yeah,
you know, Gregory Meeks killed it.
Definitely,
you know,
one of my favorite producers.
Yeah, man. P-Rock is definitely one of my favorite producers. But that's another. I was going to get to that, man. You know what I mean? Because I love Rap Caviar. That's the name of the single, by the way. You know what I'm saying? I love P-Rock's music. But this is something that we could discuss on a later date. That's like any celebrity or any of anybody that you kind of idolized as a kid. Growing up, when you finally get the chance to encounter and meet them, they can turn you off so much the way you be like, I can't believe I like this douchebag. Like, he's a meathead in person. And that's how a lot of these guys come across. You know what I'm saying? Like, P-Rock is one of my favorite producers of all time. But, you know, personality-wise, man, I think if you was to meet him, you'd be like, yo, this guy's a douchebag. And it ain't no disrespect, but that's just the vibe I get from a lot of these guys.
I only know by what he does on social media, as far as Twitter and Instagram. Yeah. Follow him.
Yeah.
And from that, he seems pretty cool. You know, a lot of celebrities don't respond. Like, if he posts something music-wise or something, and I comment it, he's responded more than one occasion.
Like, oh, yeah?
You know? Yeah, so I could say a lot of them, you know, unless you say something derogatory to them, and they respond to get back in your ass or something like that. Yeah. Like, a lot of these people don't, so you know what I'm saying? That's as far as I know.
Yeah.
Even Large Pro, you know what I'm saying? I heard Large Pro wasn't...
Oh, Paul a cool dude.
Yeah, you know what I'm
Paul
saying?
Paul ain't really caught up with all of this.
He's still...
Yeah, he don't really post like that. You barely see him tweet, Instagram. He ain't cut from that type of cloth. So I could respect
these are two other dudes that I really, you know, I fuck with.
Yeah, you know, P-Rap Queens too. So I always fuck with Queens. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? The Mad Scientist. Shout out to Large Pro, you know what I mean, by the way. And shout out to Easy Mo B too, man. Mo B, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully we get it. We really get that interview in. You know what I mean? He done checked in. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to my big homie, D'Anthony, for lining that up. You know what I mean? Hopefully when Mo B come to Queens, man, we can line up that interview. But, you know, those are the guys that be, like, down to earth, man. Like, when I say down to earth, they just not on that celebrity shit. And, you know, I respect guys like that. That's like even Mello. You know, I heard people, you know, I met Mello in person. You know, he's a cool dude. But a lot of people had bad encounters with him, like. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you might catch a person on a bad day.
That too.
You know what I'm saying? That too. Might not be the right time, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, and it ain't too many times you get to actually, you know, if you see him today, you may not see him no more.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
It ain't like you can just be like, yo, what up? We going to such and such come through where y'all can sit down and really poly.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you'd be like, okay, this dude is cool after all. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. You know.
Yeah, I see Mello all the time, man. Whenever I go uptown, shout out to my homie Wise, you know, Wise family, man. I follow him around.
Yeah, he got his little boy playing in them tournaments,
man. And you know, Cayenne, he always playing in those tournaments, too. Shout out to Lala, too, because they come to a lot of those games. I seen Lala at a couple games, too. But I seen Mello, too, man. You know what I'm saying? So they be grounded and they be embedded in the community. They be at those games. And speaking of tournament games, you know, Bars and Hoops, man, we trying to do our first annual
tournament
this year. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
drop the details, man.
Racks. You know, we got three divisions. We starting out, you know, with the youth. You know what I mean? Because it's all about the youth. That's what it's about, man. Giving back to the kids of the community, man. And we're doing this to kind of bring the community together, because there's a lot of stuff going on in society today. And we need to unite and bring everybody together. That's police, libraries, politicians, small business owners, churches. We're trying to bring everybody together. But with that being said, our first annual Round Ball Classic is taking place this summer in June. You know, we got three different divisions. You know, we got an 8 and under division. We got a 10 and under division. And we got a 13 and under division. Now, I've been getting a little backlash with the 13 and under, because a lot of parents and a lot of coaches have been complaining about, you know, a lot of these kids that would say that they're 13 are really 14, and it's a big difference when they're playing against 12-year-olds and 11-year-olds, you know what I mean?
But I had a few people on my job.
Yeah.
When they seen the post, it was like, my son is 14, why y'all couldn't make it one more year?
We not dealing with that. They got 14s and 14 to 17, you know, they got high school tournaments. I really wanted to stay away from the high school age.
14 is the high school age.
Yeah, 14 is high school age. And, you know, at the end of the day, they got AAU teams. And these kids ain't loyal from a young age. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to keep it kids. And what we doing here at Bars and Hoops, man, is trying to keep it for the kids and organic and, you know, letting them have fun at the end of the day. So it's going to be some great prizes. We're going to have a lot of nice sponsors and, you know, we're going to have nice uniforms, man. So if you got kids between the ages of 13 down to 7 years old, man, you know, hit us up at www.barsandhoops.com. Email us at barsandhoops@gmail.com. Hit us on the social media platforms at Bars and Hoops, at Instagram, on Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook. for more information. You know what I mean? So, you know.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully we look to having a nice little kickoff, man, a nice little tournament, and, you know, giving back to the community at the same token. You know what I mean?
Definitely. It's, like you said, it's about giving back. Looking forward to it.
Yeah,
you
know? Man.
So a lot of things coming.
So, yeah, man. Know. A lot of things in the works, man. We trying to be at the forefront of that, man. Me and the homie Zai Flair, man. It's my ace, Boom Coon, man. You know what I'm saying? So we trying to bring a lot of things to the table, man. Hopefully you ride with us, but, you know, stay tuned. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Word. So it looks like we came to the end of another, you know, good episode, man. You know what I mean? Covered a lot of issues, a lot of sports, a lot of hip-hop.
Definitely.
You know? And shout out to Joel Santana, by the way. You know what I mean? Shout out to Cam for putting up that bail money. You know what I mean? He ain't just leaving for dead in jail. You know what I'm saying? But hopefully he overcomes what, you know, he's going through right now with this whole airport case. But it's looking tough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even though he came out looking with, like he got the 70-year-old mouth pulls. You know what I'm saying? Dentures and all that. Dentine and all that.
Back, yeah. Fight your demons, Joel. Yeah, fight your demons. Come back stronger.
Word, man.
Get the music popping, put your music out, get back on the stage where you was at. Before,
man, that's a super fact, you know what I mean? So we going to leave it on that note of positivity, man. So, again, episode 58 in the books, you know what I mean? Bars and Hoops, Stills the Great, Zai Flair.
You know.
Signing off.
All right.
Peace.
Your payroll deadline is rapidly approaching. But you're not waking up in a cold sweat, afraid you've forgotten to pay your staff. Because with QuickBooks Payroll, it's all under control. So while QuickBooks is speeding through your pay runs, calculating pension contributions, and managing your taxes all in one place, you can chill like a koala in a hammock.
Search for QuickBooks Payroll. Intro offer for advanced payroll until 15th of November 2019. Visit quickbooks.co.uk for details. QuickBooks. Backing you.
Fall in love with the brand new iPhone 11 at Tesco Mobile. Only you. Take amazing photos with Apple's best ever ultra-wide lens camera. You can get the iPhone 11 for just $37.75 a month with no additional upfront costs. What's not to love? Search Tesco Mobile or visit us in store. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps.
36-month credit agreement, rolling monthly usage contract. Subject to status, phase policy applies. See tescomobile.com/terms.